Reverend Miriam Joan Handy.
All right, let's start with an invocation. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, Universal Christ Conscious Energy, we invoke your love and light during this service. We invoke the protection of Archangel Michael around us all, shielding us in a shield of armor, allowing only God and good to get through. We invoke only the highest and best messages to come through and healing energies to come through. And we bring all of this forth and are ever so grateful, ever so grateful. We give honor, love, and thanks to you, of our God, a God of our understanding, of the highest and best, and within ourselves. So be it. Amen. And for the meditation, our host Laura will play some music. If you would just uncross any hands and feet and legs and start with some nice conscious diaphragmic deep breathing. Deep breathing. And Laura, if you could turn that down just a little. Thank you. There we go. As your body begins to relax, the brain waves slow down into alpha state. I'd like you now to imagine yourself possibly on vacation on a beautiful sandy beach where there's blue, calm ocean and beautiful blue skies and a nice breeze and palm trees for shade. And this is important that you establish this feeling, what it's like, what you expect your vacation to be like, how you want to enjoy and how you are enjoying this quiet, this loveliness, this warmth, this serenity, the stillness, yet with everything in motion, from birds flying and dolphin jumping and the breeze moving the trees and the waves slightly coming forth. This sensation within you of peace and harmony, these deep set feelings that are wonderful, make you happy, make you feel so good all over and inside. And now, what I'd like you to do is take that scene, those feelings, and transform them into love and light that surrounds planet Earth now. See this beautiful aura around Mother Earth, an aura of light and love, peace and harmony, just like you've been experiencing on the beach on your vacation. See and feel and hear that beautiful aura around the planet, integrating the energies of peace and love and harmony into every human being and every life form, into every cell of every bit of soil and sand and grass and trees. Experience it multidimensionally, this new earth of light and love. And know that you are here to be part of this. You are here to bring this forth. You are here as a light warrior to make this happen because you are the strongest of the strong. You have come to this planet here and now to assist in this transition of the end of dark and the return of all light and love. You are part of this. You are the maker and creator and supporter of this transition. It is all about your light and love and truth within you, and you knowing that truth within you, and you knowing who you are and what you are here to do. The strongest of the strong. Staying centered in yourself, aligned with divine, letting Christ consciousness integrate and flow through every cell of your body, transforming your DNA into the higher dimensions of life and love. Know this and feel this, and trust that you are strong enough to move past the illusions of chaos and know that all that is well and perfect is in the process of happening now and is very, very close to being permanent. And the auric field around the planet and all of humanity now being absorbed into this new world, this new earth, where all is good, and there is no lack, no need of anything, for it's all provided. No fear and no harm, no upset. Simply smiles, laughter, and joy. Experience this now and know that this is your truth. The truth of who you are and why you are here. Let that absorb. Become one with these feelings and these visions. And know that you are the light. You are the love. You are the truth. For that is the I am of you. And now take your time to let yourself come back to full waking conscious awareness. Return to the present here and now for our beautiful church service. And I thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right. Hope you all enjoyed that little meditation. All righty. So we are now, excuse me here, we are now, it is now my honor to introduce our speaker today, the most wonderful and incredible Reverend Cindy Hoffman.
Nice.
And she will be our speaker of our sermon, and we will prepare this sermon with Laura Stack's performance of The Garden Song, written by David Mallet and made popular by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own till the time is close at hand. A grain for grain, sun and rain, I find my ways in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Nice. Yay. I'm a fan of the ukulele. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Reverend Miriam, thank you so much for the very peaceful and relaxing meditation. And some of the words could not be any more perfect for today's talk. I love your comment. I even wrote it down. You are the strongest of the strong. I love that. Remember that, everyone. So today I am going to talk about purpose in life. Your purpose, my purpose, our purpose. It is a question that I hear often. And if you have ever asked yourself this question or wondered about it, you are not alone. Do you remember the book, The Purpose Driven by Rick Warren, that came out several years ago? It was a huge hit. The book was intended to be read as a daily inspiration, with each of the 40 short chapters read on each consecutive day. And each chapter contained a personal application section at the end, with a point to ponder or a verse to remember and a question to consider over the course of the day. The book topped the Wall Street Journal bestseller charts as well as Publishers Weekly charts. And The Purpose-Driven Life was also on the New York Times bestseller list for over 90 weeks. I just need to check something real quick. Can you hear me, everyone? Laura?
Okay.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
All good.
For 90 weeks, it sold over 18 million copies by 2008. And 32 million copies within its first decade by 2012. And according to the author and publisher, 50 million copies had been sold in more than 85 different languages by 2020. So it was a popular book. And it is said that the NFL legend Ray Lewis gave the book to Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps when he went into rehab. And Phelps was so deeply touched by the book, he read it while in rehab, even to other patients, earning him the nickname Preacher Mike. So if you have asked yourself this question, I hope something in today's talk will resonate. And for those of you who have found your purpose, your calling, you have stories you can share as well that will help others. In life, we often find ourselves contemplating the question, what is my purpose in life? This profound inquiry has perplexed, believe me, it has perplexed philosophers, theologians, and individuals from all walks of life for centuries. And while there may be no definitive answer that can universally satisfy every soul, hundreds of thousands of books and even more scriptures from many different sacred writings provide a wealth of wisdom and guidance that can help us navigate this quandary. In the book of Jeremiah, we encounter a profound declaration from God to the prophet, and it goes like this. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you prophet to the nations. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, beautiful. And once again, I gotta read it. You are the strongest of the strong. It is said that this verse reveals that our existence is not a mere accident, but a divine orchestration. We are each created with a unique purpose. But with that said, I do not believe that we have just one purpose. And even if we do, I believe there are many, many facets to that purpose. Additionally, who decides our purpose and who drives it? We do. Our soul in a collaborative agreement prior to coming here. You know, our purpose is not something that we stumble upon by chance or discover through trial and error. I suppose sometimes it could certainly happen that way, yes. But most often it is a calling that is embedded within our being. And to the naked eye, it lies quietly. It lies quietly in our talents, our passions, and life experiences. Write that down. It lies quietly in our talents, our passions, and life experiences. And awakening to our purpose is a journey of self-discovery. Your purpose in life is often closely linked to your passion. What do you feel most passionate about? What makes you excited to get out of bed in the morning? When you follow your passion, you are more likely to be happy and fulfilled in life. It makes sense. And it's important to note that your passion may not always be clear. It may take some time to discover what you are truly passionate about. But don't be afraid to explore different things and try new things. The more you explore, the closer you will come to finding your passion. Remember, too, our purpose is often intertwined with our relationships with others. This is very important to note because unbeknownst to us, we may be living our purpose in this exact moment. You know, we often think our purpose is somewhere out there. It's out there. I got to go hunting for it. And it might be. But more often than not, it is right here, this moment. We just need to be aware of it and then develop it and expand it. We are called to love and to serve others and to use our gifts, our abilities to make a positive impact in the world. But it will always be from your source of light, not mine. And not any others, but yours only. Finding our purpose, or what I like to say, awakening to it, may not always be an easy journey. But you must be self-aware, so pay attention. And yep, there may also be obstacles along the way, you bet. And moments of doubt and discouragement. Yep. Just talk to anybody who has tried to start their own business or go out on their own or go back to school or start something new. Anything we step out, there's a possibility there's going to be obstacles in our way, doubt and discouragement. However, it is through these challenges that our faith and our purpose is refined. You know, they say persevering through adversity generally does make you stronger and more determined to live out our calling. And I think that's very true. And we may not realize it, you know, 2020 hindsight, we may not realize it until we get down the road many, many years and the light bulb goes off and we go, oh yeah, now I know why that roadblock was put there and I needed to go around it. Ultimately, the fulfillment of our purpose lies not in achieving fame or fortune, but it could if that is what your soul's plan is this time around. But more so in living a life that is spiritually aligned with higher source. And so what does this mean? that we all need to be monks and ministers? No. It means seek out and understand who you are, what you love and have a passion about, what excites you the most, who you are, and what you do is your passion. It is your purpose. No matter the magnitude, you already came here with it, everyone. It simply just needs to be revealed. And finally, when revealed, you stand there and say to yourself or others, why me? Who am I? Why was I picked? I'm nobody. Who here has never said that or asked the question? I think we all do. We may have thought, who am I that I should be able to do this? We may have felt intimidated by the task before us, and we may have doubted our own abilities. And maybe that idea or question comes from an unworthiness perspective. But remember Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, and remember what we heard in meditation today. You are the strongest of the strong. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you. So what about that story of how Jesus picked his 12 apostles? The book tells the story of Jesus choosing a few fishermen and tax collectors, as well as some others. And the selection process was characterized by deep understanding of human nature and a keen awareness of the unique qualities and potential of each individual. The selection of the apostles was not based on societal status, wealth, or influence. Instead, Jesus looked beyond external appearances and worldly measures of success, focusing on the qualities of the heart and the willingness to wholeheartedly follow him. And there you have your answer to why me? Because you are the chosen one with the right abilities. I love the story that Laura Byrne, an Irish author of Angels in My Hair and an ND Ear, who died during surgery to repair her digestive tract, and she talks about hiding from God. And as she was making her way through her near-death experience, Lorna tells of the angels being there, but that they were like giants to her, standing so tall. And even though they were up so high, she said she could still hear them as if they were standing right next to her. And she said God was there too and said, Lorna, you have to go back. You have an awful lot to do. You're not to be hiding from me. And Lorna said, why can't I hide from you here? To hide here is much better than to hide from you in the human world. And God said, you have to stop hiding. You have to go back. The reason I share this portion of her story is because I believe many of us hide from our calling, our purpose. In a world that often feels chaotic and uncertain, it's easy to feel lost and wonder what our purpose in life is. But remember, we planned our life journey to fulfill many different aspects on our to-do list. So what can we do to help ourselves? One, look to spirit. Seek and ask for clarity and direction to show you what your purpose is. Spend time in prayer, meditation, read, take classes. Find and hang out with like-minded people like you're doing today. Two, another way to find your purpose is to discover your gifts and talents. Pay attention, everyone. Pay attention to the things you do on a daily basis. Be aware. Take some time to reflect on your skills and interest. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What do you do that people are constantly saying, God, you're so good at that. I've never seen it done that way before. It's awesome. You always do it in such perfect ways. And even if your passion is knitting or crocheting, you can turn that into a service by helping people in assisted living or in therapy sessions, recovering from injuries. Nothing goes wasted in life. And once you know what your gifts and talents and abilities are, you can start to look for ways to use them to serve others. Follow your passion. Number three, follow your passion. We said this earlier. Your purpose in life is often closely linked to your passion, but not always. So don't be afraid to keep exploring different things and try out new things. And four, serve others. One of the best ways to find your purpose in life is to serve others. And when you help others, you not only make a difference in their lives, but you are also fulfilling your own purpose. And your own purpose will always be about making a difference. You may never see the underlying results, but they are there. And chances are pretty high, though, that you will see the results. So in conclusion, when Michael Phelps was given the book, The Purpose Driven in Rehab, little did he know he would be helping the lives of so many others. When the NFL player Ray Lewis gave the book to Michael Phelps, little did he know the many lives that he would be helping. And when Rick Warren was encouraged by Billy Graham to write the book, which, by the way, Rick says he never would have done without the encouragement of Billy Graham. Little did Rick know the countless lives that would be helped then and still are being helped. This is purpose in action, everyone, working quietly under the radar. Remember, our purpose is often intertwined with our relationships with others. Important to remember, because unbeknownst to us, we may be living our purpose in this exact moment. Know that your purpose in life is always, it is always in action. Are you paying attention? Thank you.
All right. So there we go. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Cindy, for that. Our purpose in life is most often a quandary to so many of us. And we can't compare to anybody. It's unique. It's our own specific journey that we signed up for. And it does unfold through relationships. And it is right here, right now, in our right purpose and our purpose in action. And I don't think there's a minute of the day when we're not putting forth or involved in or projecting or doing or acting upon our purpose. So thank you so much for that incredible, wonderful sermon today. Okay. I seem to be making all sorts of funny looking stuff here. Okay. So today, all righty, now we're going to, at this time, we will now end our recording. Okie doke.